How are you?
Hi. Sorry, I need to stop waving because obviously I'm waving with a wing and there's some wind. Hello. So you're my new neighbour, aren't you? Hi. I'm Honey. I'm your neighbour and I'm very happy to meet you. I'm super excited to meet you. This is amazing. You have no idea how wonderful this is. I'm so happy and I need to stop talking, but I can't because I'm so happy. But I'll stop flapping my wings so much because, although I have to admit, your hair looks really great in the wind. It's very, very pretty. You're very pretty. I mean, should I say that? I mean, you can say that. I mean, that's a compliment. You're very pretty. You are extremely pretty. Just so pretty. And I'm very happy to meet you. I'm your neighbour. I just moved into the cave next door. That cave right there. The one with all the boxes. I'm moving in. Yeah, that's right. The dread cave where no one goes. Well, it used to be the dread cave where no one goes. Now it, well, I mean, it's technically still. I haven't redecorated yet, but when I do, we are going to hang out all the time. It's going to be amazing. I mean, yay! What's wrong? Oh, you weren't expecting a dragon to move into the cave. I totally get what you're saying. My mother said exactly the same thing. She was all, Honey, that cave is far too small for a golden dragon. Where are you going to keep your hoard? And I said to her, Mum, I just picked my way out of the egg. I don't have a hoard. It's fine. She's so protective. I mean, like, ultra protective. But I told her, I'm moving out. We've talked about this. It's time I had my own place. I mean, she was not exactly happy, but I told her, I need friends. I need friends. And how can I make friends if you're always eating them? I mean, my mother's diet, so worrying. I mean, she won't listen. She just won't listen. But you know what? It's fine. I think a bit of distance will help. I mean, you know dragon mothers, they're dragons. And my mother, a gold dragon, wow. So protective. And I mean, I do love her. She's amazing. She is so inspiring. She really is. And her hoard, so shiny. Just so, so shiny. And I love shiny things. I love them so much because I'm a golden dragon. Shiny, shiny, shiny. Oh, I want to go to IKEA. They've got so many shiny things there. Just so many shiny, shiny, shiny things. You know what? I'm going to go now. I was going to unpack first, but I'm going to go to IKEA right now. What's IKEA? Do you not know what IKEA is? Really? Wow. I thought everyone knew what IKEA was. It's a furniture shop in the next town over. Oh, you've never been to the next town over? Would you like to go? I mean, would you like to come to IKEA with me? I mean, you don't have to. I know we just met. It's just, you would? Really? You'll come to IKEA with me? Yay! I've made a friend! I'm sorry, I mean, that's a bit... I mean, just because we're going to IKEA together doesn't mean that we're friends. But, you know, we could get to know each other on the flight over. And, you know, if you wanted to, you could help me decorate my cave and I could make you dinner. And that would be pretty friendly. And you could be my first friend. My first actual friend. I mean, if you wanted to. You would? Yay! Happy Dragon Souls! Yay! This. Is the best day ever. So good. I'm so happy. I'm so glad that I moved out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my mum's hoard. I do. So shiny. So shiny. Have I told you that I like shiny? I have. Good, because that's very important. If we're going to be best friends, you need to know that I love shiny. I like shiny and I like pretty. And you're so pretty. I mean, so IKEA. Let's go. This is going to be an adventure. This is going to be fun. Oh, don't worry. You don't need snacks. We're going to have meatballs when we get there. You've never had an IKEA meatball, have you? This is going to be amazing. This is going to be so amazing. Yay! Happy Dragon Souls.